I obviously, with a, you know, you hope if you have a publishing house, you're going to get a lovely book launch. And of course, for me, I have to find ways of promoting it myself. So I'm not that techie, really. So I've had to learn a lot about using Twitter and using Facebook and linking it to things. And I've just ordered 5,000 postcards to be published, which are to show the front of the book, and that you can actually send off to people. So I'll obviously send it to everyone I know to get them to distribute them for me. I've thought of things like, I'd like to hire a whole circus troupe to go down Oxford Street delivering leaflets. Maybe somebody on stilts, an elephant perhaps, that would be very great down Oxford Street. I think that would get very good publicity. You know, if somebody fired out of a cannon perhaps, distributing leaflets, anything's possible. And I've also, I mean, giving out leaflets on the train, it's quite old school style things really, but I think if you've got a beautiful image and you're offering it as a postcard, if nothing else, people keep it and pin it onto their pin board, and that would be nice. But I think it's just relying, hopefully if the book is strong enough, people will tell their friends about it and they'll buy it. And it's a very readable commercial fiction. It's got an exciting atmosphere. It's quite fantastical in places, but it's got its feet firmly on the ground, even if the ground itself is shaky. And I think it really conjures up Mexico. And I think I've noticed at the moment, especially in London, and maybe the same elsewhere, that Mexico is one of those countries which is more familiar to Americans than to the UK. And we've had our Indian sort of heritage and Indian sort of connections, and America hasn't had that. And now suddenly there's been a whole string of Mexican restaurants have suddenly opened up in London. There's been a lot of circus things have suddenly become very, very prevalent. That's not the word I'm looking for. Anyway, in London, so we've got the Cirque du Soleil, we've got the La Soiree up in the Roundhouse, we've got other circuses coming around London and that kind of performance. And I think people are interested in that kind of life. And I think we hear a lot about the idea of people running away to join the circus, but actually there's hardly any books about it really. So my book is a book about a boy who runs away and ends up joining a circus by default, really. So hopefully that'll fit into other people's fantasies about that kind of life.